on, it's community. We're going to build this out. We need a verb. So what is it you're doing around community? Is it like build a community or establish one? What's the...
It's about... The final aim is about feeling part of a community.
Okay.
So, yeah, sorry, I interrupted you.
So, no, you're doing great. So, in order to feel it, I mean, I would think it's authentic. So, are you, like, part of one?
That depends on where we end up being. So, if we go back to Italy, I will have a community, but having been out of it for 10 years, everything has to be refreshed, re-nurtured, and so it's kind of building it again.
Okay, so it is built. So,
but if we end up being somewhere else,
doesn't matter where you are, you're going to have to do it anywhere, right?
Yeah, exactly.
There's a community. Yeah, and this might be, you know, refresh, right? If you go, you might tweak the verb a little bit if you end up in Italy. Okay, so build a community. Good. So that's that one. Let's do the same thing with health. What is the verb that we're going to attach to health if we turn this into strategy language?
That is about taking care of the family health.
Good.
Yes.
Like that. Good. Got that one. And then the final one was the nest.
Nest is about making sure we nurture our nest. Doesn't matter where we end up being.
Yeah, fantastic. Okay, good. Now, we'll see how this goes. We're going to attach a date to them. And don't worry about form, right? Because you don't know how things are going to go form-wise, but you might have a sense of timing, right? No matter which form it ends up taking. So by when? When do you want to have built a community?
Well, that is by December 2019. And it might not be complete, for sure, it won't, but I will be at a good point.
Okay. These might all be the same, but I'm just going to check.
Yeah.
Both taking, and some of them can be now and ongoing, right? So this one of family health might be now and ongoing. So take care of the family health. By when?
I can give you a date if I think about having a plan. Because that is never ending, right?
Yeah.
I feel being practical, I think we should give it a date to the plan. So having the plan in place. And that means by... Again, that depends a little bit on where we are, but let's say by May 2019.
Okay, great. And I'm going to ask the same question for nurture our nest. What's your feeling on that one in terms of a buy?
That, again, it sticks to the idea of having an idea, plan of what I need to do, because then it's an ongoing process. And but that is fairly quick. I would say March 2019.
Okay, very good. Now, looking at these three, we can start wherever you want to. So which one do you want to start with?
The elf.
Okay, good. Right smack in the middle. Okay, so let's see. Future self may have already given you some suggestions. You may have already realized some doings or beings. But anything that comes to mind, don't worry about order. We're just going to get them out and kind of brainstorm, and you may end up, you know, ordering this around differently. But any steps that you're aware of?
Yeah. So let's start with my son. We need to see a pneumologist. And that I don't have an appointment yet, but I hope it will be in April.
Okay, good. So make son's appointment. Did you say ophthalmologist or what was it?
A pneumologist.
Can you spell it for me?
No, I can't. a specialist of lungs, pneumologist. How do you say?
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. I'll just put lung specialist. Good.
Yeah.
It's got a pH or something in it. Yeah, good.
Yeah. And I want to have a second opinion from an asthma specialist as well. So that is another action.
Good.
And I want to start to work out again.
Mm-hmm. Now what becomes a simple doable step to make that happen?
You mean the last thing I said, the workout?
Yep.
So for me, it's about walking after taking the kids to school at least 3 times a week.
Great. So I don't know if you can hear my dog.
I would love to have it.
Since you have a dog, apparently JJ's participating here, so you can get the feeling place if you can hear him barking all
Yeah.
Day. Yeah. Okay. Good. So when can you start that? Can that start like next week, or is there?
It cannot start this week from tomorrow, but the following one, hopefully, yes.
Okay.
So what would be the 23rd, I think? 20.
Okay. So 3 times per week walk after dropping off kids.
Yes.
Okay. And I'm going to put now and ongoing for the date on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Because basically, you know, next week is now. So now and ongoing. How do you work with a calendar, a schedule? What do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. Okay. So this would be a matter of you, you know, in the weekend or before the week starts, taking a look. Sometimes it can be every, you know, you can be consistent. So I guess the question would be, are there? I doubt there is with you. I guess it's probably going to change, but I might as well ask the question first. Is there a consistent schedule that you can do, like Monday, Wednesday, Friday or something? If not, then it becomes just having to tackle it week by week, right? And taking a look at it before the week begins and plotting that into your calendar.
Yeah. I would rather prefer it to be regular, but I need to check into the calendar how to make it fit in terms of regularity. But that is how it would work better for me. Yeah.
Good. Okay. Then what's your sense with regularity? You can always check it later to make sure you got it, but Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or Tuesday, Thursday, something on the weekend?
I think Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Okay. So we'll put that and you'll adapt as needed, right? We got to get specific like this, people.
Yeah.
This is where we get really granular, right? And it's a little pedantic to go, okay, and sometimes we'll get calendars out and we'll plot them all in. So I'm not going to make you cheat out of here, but that's good. This is specific enough. Okay, good. With your son's appointments, before we move on from them, what's the by date on those?
So the lung specialist, April, end of April.
Okay.
And the asthma specialist, I can have, I don't know when, but because I still need to call the office. But I can tell you when I'm going to call the office.
Okay, let's get that in. Call office when?
Next Tuesday.
Okay. And then you'll be able to put in the by when based off of that. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, very good. So what else fits in there? You're doing great. You've got 3 on the board here. Anything else? Listen to future self. Any other tasks for making movement towards taking care of the family health?
I want my husband to put some work out into his calendar as well. So I will give him a deadline, so by next week, to have at least two appointments with himself and his workout in his calendar.
Okay. Have you two discussed this before?
I started seeding the idea in his in his mind.
Okay, great.
And so he knows that that is an expectation I have.
Okay, so talk with, give me an initial.
Vern.
Okay, well, give me the whole name. Good. Talk with Vern. Talk with Vern. Two times per week, his exercise. And when are you going to talk to him by?
I'm giving him a deadline. So he knows that I have this desire. So I'd like him to be organized by next Friday.
Okay, great.
I also want would like a plan for us as a family to do some workout together, which needs some thinking. I'm not sure. So I want to some ideas by, let's say, next Sunday. So like the 23rd.
Yep. What would be the step? How would you gather ideas? Like, would you...
I want to talk with them.
Talk with them. Okay, good.
Yeah, talk with the family about some activities to do together.
Okay, good. Very good. Talk with family about shared activities.
Yeah.
When do you want to have that conversation? By Saturday?
By Saturday 23rd.
Okay. I love it when we get into specifics. Okay, good. Nice. Anything else coming up? What's next in this area of family health?
It's about diet. So we eat very healthy, but I think there is space to make it more a process. So meaning having a menu for all the week, making sure that we get all the needed aliments within that week. So I want to create, the action is create a menu plan weekly, which means for me every Sunday create a menu for the week. At the moment I'm not that organized. I'm controlling the quality, but I'm not controlling completely the process.
Feel good to you? I mean, some people, with you, I'm actually feeling, and it probably makes sense because there's so much you can't control, that this actually feels kind of yummy to actually have something to control, right? So why which Sunday? Tomorrow?
Yeah, I can do Sunday.
Okay.
The reason why I'm thinking about this is because I think the next 2 months, if things start to move on, will be busy. So the more organized we are, the better.
Okay.
So
good. For everybody, when you do this yourself, I'm just using my kind of spidey senses to tap into to Marcia. And you know, with some people, they try to take on too much. So you have to watch yourself, right? So it doesn't turn into like New Year's resolutions where you kind of put everything and it's completely unrealistic. With her, I'm kind of using my spidey senses. I'm like, no, this actually feels like each time she's saying it, maybe you can feel it too. Like there's this determination, this spunk, and this energy that comes in, right? So I'm like, oh, this is good. I can feel us moving up the vibrational scale here. So good. And you're nodding your head. So you're like, yeah. Good.
Yes.
Okay. See if you have any more quick ones in there, and I'll write it down. And then beyond this, I'm gonna leave this for homework, and you're gonna work with your future self to complete.
Yeah, the swimming. I would like to see if I can add some swimming as well.
Okay.
The action would be check at the swimming pool of the kids. What are the slots available? And that could become also the option for a family thing. So explore swimming options, and that is at the same deadline as talk with the family.
Okay.
So Saturday 23rd.
Okay, excellent. And it might be several of you there doing it, not just one. Good. I'll put their heads in here too. Okay. So going to talk to them, and that might be one of your shared activities here.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. So you're off and running. You got a good sense of how this works, and it worked well in this one, right? So we'll see. Everybody, sometimes you put those actions up there, and you'll see what happened with Marcia here. She just, bing, bang, boom, right? They just kind of fell out. That's a sign that you've got the right thing up there in that strategy section. If you put something up there and it doesn't come quite so easily, A, there might be resistance, so you need to go back to trouble the border and talk to your future self. You might... or you just might not have the language or the it's quite right up at the top, right? You have to have it at the right level so that there are actually steps that fall in underneath it. So don't worry if you hit something where you can't have a cascade of steps fall out. A, make sure you got the right thing to build under, and B, there might be resistance going on, right? So there might be some bunch of trouble with the border stuff and future self-dialoguing you're going to have to do until you can get some wiggle room that you actually feel like being or doing something on that. Okay, but you were a great example of kind of free-flowing steps. And also that it's lighter, right? Like you went up the emotional scale there by doing this, and that's typically what we want, where it makes you feel good instead of heavy or something.
Yeah.
Okay, anything you can say from this vantage point of just doing a little bit of this planning stuff? Check your nervous system. Anything you notice? Anything you want to report in on?
Well, for me, being in need for proving myself that we are moving on, having actions, having deadlines, it's healthy. It helps. Mm-hmm. So I feel good. I don't feel restricted, or I don't feel pressure. It's the opposite. So good. For me, it's a benefit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. That's a good sign of alignment. So well done. Thank you for being the demo. I'll
sure.
put this up in the Ning for you, and obviously keep going with your other two columns
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there might be more steps under this one, but you've got good ones to start going. And everybody, this is evolutionary. So, you know, Marcia's are going to get picked off here in the next month or so, right? So then it'll be print off another one and keep going from there. It keeps unfolding.